have said about that issue. We have explained that. I think let the two sides sit down and negotiate the issue. I think both sides have agreed to meet in mid-January, so I will not add on any more comments to that.
Okay, one last question.
Was setting up ILS in Selatan requested by Firefly? I mean, was there any requirement by our Civil Aviation Authority?
Well, as I said, I think enough said about that. We have made our points. We will come up with a video to explain our position. I think that's very clear. As any other technical considerations and so on, I think I'll leave it to the technical experts from both sides to trash it out, and the meeting will take place sometime in January.
Itu tadi kenyataan terbaru oleh Menteri Pengangkutan Anthony Lok Siew Fook berkenaan dengan isu ILS atau Sistem Pendaratan Instrumen yang menjadi perdebatan sejak beberapa hari lepas antara Malaysia dengan Singapura. ILS ini adalah panduan untuk pesawat-pesawat yang mahu mendarat di lapangan terbang Seletar di Singapura. Hanya 2 km daripada Pasir Gudang, panduan untuk dan koordinat laluan yang pesawat perlu lalui untuk mendarat. Soalannya, perdebatan yang telah pun timbul sejak beberapa hari lepas ini, lapangan terbang Seletar ini telah pun beroperasi sejak berdekad lamanya, sejak menjadi pangkalan tentera udara tentera sejak tahun 1920-an lagi, kemudian jadi lapangan terbang komersial dalam tahun-tahun yang akan mendatang. Jadi hari ini pilihan awalnya merungkai mengapa setelah berdekad lamanya isu berkenaan dengan ILS lapangan terbang Seletar ini bangkit secara tiba-tiba sekarang.
Technical reasons behind it, and also political reasons behind it. The technical part is, of course, now they want to accommodate more flights, not the least from Firefly and so on, so they want to have an automated landing system. Politically, of course, like Dr. Mahathir just visited Singapore, and in theory, the sort of political or diplomatic atmosphere between the two countries are more conducive towards such an otherwise technical move. So you have a confluence of these technical and political elements behind it. Yeah.
Dr. A. Soon yang berpangkalan dan beroperasi di Malaysia dan juga Singapura berkata Perdana Menteri Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad sudah memangnya mempunyai pendekatan yang agak berbeza, unik dan mungkin disifatkan sebagai tegas dalam isu-isu berdepan dengan Singapura sejak daripada zaman pemerintahannya yang pertama lagi sejak tahun 1980-an sehingga 2003, termasuk isu air, isu jambatan bengkok dan terkini adalah isu ILS. Dan beliau berkata, gerak ke hadapan sekurang-kurangnya dalam masa setahun setengah akan datang, pendekatan Tun Dr. Mahathir berkenaan dengan isu-isu yang berkisar tentang Singapura ini tidak akan berubah pada dalam masa terdekat.
It is well known that Dr. Mahathir has certain opinions about Singapore. He is not happy about the water agreement, and he wanted a crooked bridge, and those are well known to be Dr. Mahathir's in a sense pet issues, right? Even though Dr. Mahathir has this opinion, but he is also well known to be pragmatic and so on. And I think from the Singapore side, I thought, well, what is pragmatism? I mean, to have this very sort of technical issue of an automatic landing system, which is to accommodate this Firefly and so on. From their perspective, it's something very straightforward. From our perspective, of course, we would like to guard our sovereignty and not have another countries, even for technical reason, limiting our capacity for development.
Dan ketika ditanya sama ada pendekatan Dr. Mahathir terhadap isu-isu yang berkisar tentang Singapura ini akan mewujudkan mungkin ketegangan antara Malaysia dengan jiran kita di selatan seperti mana yang kita saksikan dari semasa ke semasa sewaktu zaman pemerintahan yang pertama, ini kata Dr. Isu.
I'm actually quite optimistic as to this Seletar approach dispute, as well as even the Tuas port limit dispute between Malaysia and Singapore. And that is because if you look back into history, even dating back into the 1980s, typically it happens like that. Malaysia and Singapore will each very vocally, very loudly state their positions on certain border dispute issues. And then after a few weeks or months, they will then enter into bilateral negotiation. In fact, we are going into that next January, right?
Tapi mengapa? Mengapa pendekatan Malaysia dengan Singapura dan Singapura dengan Malaysia ini berbeza? Kenapa seperti yang Dr. Aisun sebut tadi, kita perlu vokal, kita perlu lantang dengan satu sama lain sebelum kita pilih untuk ke meja rundingan untuk berunding dengan lebih cermat, dengan lebih private, dengan peribadi dan tertutup dan dengan lebih diplomatik. Adakah selama ini hubungan Malaysia-Singapura ini akan sentiasa dicorak oleh sentimen yang akan main diketengahkan sebelum kita pergi ke elemen-elemen yang rasional?
Well, because we have very special relations. Singapore was part of us. And even though sometimes we do hold some grudges against Singapore and they hold some others against us, but at the end, it's like two brothers or sisters fighting each other. And the spirit of, I think, really friendliness or even like both sides having relatives on the other side of the of the shore and so on is very strong. And therefore, we tend to, at the end, resolve these issues very peacefully.
Baik, kita akan lihat apa penghujungnya dan apa penyelesaian yang akan dicapai apabila Malaysia dan Singapura ke meja perundingan untuk menyelesaikan masalah ini, isu ini secara profesional dan secara diplomatik. Kita berhenti lihat seketika. Selepas ini, harga telur dikatakan naik di seluruh Malaysia. Adakah wujud kartel telur ayam selepas ini? Bertemu kembali dalam Pilihan Awal ini, saya Luqman Haris. Fokus kedua kami hari ini, adakah wujud kartel telur ayam di Malaysia? Suruhanjaya Persaingan Malaysia, MyCC, berkata baru-baru ini harga telur ayam didapati meningkat di seluruh negara. Selain daripada pencatutan, ini mungkin disebabkan oleh kewujudan satu kartel untuk mengekalkan harga telur ayam yang tinggi di pasaran, pembahagian kawasan persaingan dan juga mengehadkan pengeluaran secara sengaja. MyCC juga berkata akan menyiasat peningkatan ekspor telur ayam ke luar negara yang semakin meningkat sejak kebelakangan ini. Dan untuk membincangkan dengan lebih lanjut isu ini yang baru saja kita dapat tahu hari ini adalah Datuk Sri Gary Chua, Persatuan Rantaian Peruncit Malaysia ataupun MRCA. Datuk, apparently, according to MyCC, there might be a cartel or deliberate attempts to keep chicken egg prices high in the market. Were retailers or was MRCA aware of this?
I don't think we are aware about this, but whatever it is, this is a time I think there shouldn't be any increase in prices because the government is also trying very hard to contain prices for a lot of items, especially for the B40, you know, especially eggs is such a necessity, you know, to a wide spectrum of people consumption. So even there's a justification, I think suppliers should be more patient and try to keep their prices intact to a much better situation, a better time, you know.
Would you be worried that this might be just the tip of the iceberg? I mean, what we've uncovered so far is a seemingly possibly a cartel and other attempts to keep egg prices high. Do you think that we'll uncover similar attempts to keep prices of other everyday items high as well? Is it possible?
You see, cartel is something. I mean, we don't have proof, you know. So it's something very sensitive. Unless we have proof to say that it's a cartel, you know. So at the moment, I would say that the suppliers should be more patient, you know, keep the price intact so that they, you know, will not increase further the cost of living, you know, especially at this sensitive period where a lot of the, especially the B40s, you know, facing high cost of living. Of course, the middle and above will not feel anything, you know, for eggs, but for the lower income, I think it could be something, you know, they may feel the pain.
You see, one of the main goals of the government is, of course, to reduce prices. As you've mentioned before, this became one of the cornerstones of their promises even before GE14. And the previous government also tried to lower prices. What should this government do differently to ensure that they succeed in light of troubling developments like this?
You see, coming to retail and wholesale, you know, and the manufacturing side, there's many layers. So depends on where you source your products from. Okay? Like some of the supermarket, they probably source directly from the manufacturers or even the producers, the poultry farmers. Some could go through middlemen. Then there's always another layer of profit. Eh? So maybe, I mean, I think we should look a little bit more in-depth. What's the reason of the price increase? Is it because of other factors that are affecting it? It could be maybe the raw material feeding the poultry, you know, or it could be workers, the labor has gone up, you know, or whatever, rentals, you know. But as I said, this is a very sensitive moment. The sense of cost of living has gone up quite a fair bit. The suppliers or manufacturers should try to absorb some of the cost, you know, at least for the time being. I'm not saying should that at least cushion until a more propitious time or a more suitable time. Then I think then we adjust accordingly. The authorities maybe should go a little bit deeper. Why is the reason of the price increase? Is it because, you know, sometimes the source of supply, the original source of supply may not increase. It could be the middleman that increases it. But the middleman increase also could be due to reason. So it's good to find out what's the reason. So the best way is to engage with these people and check out, so find where is the validity to increase, should there be any.
Okay, itu tadi Datuk Seri Gary Chua, Presiden Persatuan Rantaian Peruncit Malaysia MRCA membincangkan berkenaan dengan dakwaan Suruhanjaya Persaingan Malaysia MYCC bahawa mungkin wujudnya kartel untuk sengaja meningkatkan ataupun mengekalkan harga telur ayam di dalam pasaran pada paras yang tinggi. Dan itu saja untuk pilihan awal di malam ini. Saya Luqman Haris, terima kasih kerana menonton. Assalamualaikum dan salam hormat.